Stretch out on the mat. Make yourself really comfortable with those blankets you have.
Okay, sure.
If you want something under your knees or under your low back, under your neck.
Yeah. Hold on.
Take your time. I might get to keep you a couple minutes late. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. So getting ready for Yoga Nidra, lying down on your back in Shavasana, Dead Man's Pose. Make yourself as comfortable as possible, adjusting your clothes or whatever to make sure that you are completely comfortable. Then closing your eyes and keeping your eyes closed until the practice of Yoga Nidra is completed. Take a deep breath, and as you feel the breath coming in and feeling the breath going out, you might think of, as you exhale, all the cares and worries of your day flow out of you. In the practice that follows, you're going to develop a feeling of relaxation in the body. Sometimes I will speak softly and slowly, and other times I will speak quickly. It's not necessary to make any movement of deliberate relaxing your muscles, simply develop a feeling of relaxation. It is like a feeling that you have just before you go to sleep. The relaxation comes deep, sleep does not come, but you should try to keep yourself awake. Keeping yourself completely awake is very important. So you're going to make a resolve, an intention. During the practice of Yoga Nidra, you'll be acting on the level of hearing and awareness. The only important thing to do is to follow the instructions. Simply follow the instructions with total attention and feelings. And if from time to time it comes that you have thoughts, just say, "Oh, I'm having thoughts," and return to your practice. Allow yourself to become calm and steady. Become aware of your body. Relax completely. Make yourself physically calm and steady. Feel the legs are relaxed, the trunk, your head, your hands, your arms. Develop the awareness of your body from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. Now say in your mind, "Om." Complete awareness of your whole body. And say to yourself again, "Om." And again, a third mental, "Om." Relax your whole body mentally. Relax your whole self, breathing normally, becoming aware of the breath as it moves between your navel and your throat. Awareness of your natural breathing, no forcing. Navel throat breathing. Please go on with awareness and feel slowly yourself becoming more relaxed. Now leave your breathing and become aware that you're going to practice Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra now begins. This is the time to make your resolve. Resolve is a simple intention that you have as if it were already happening. If you don't have one, you could use one of mine. For instance, "I am experiencing inner peace," or "I am experiencing vibrant well-being." Whatever your resolve or intention, please state it clearly with feeling and awareness 3 times. Now Now we will begin the rotation of consciousness. Rotation of awareness by taking a trip through different parts of the body. As quickly as possible, the movement and awareness go from part to part. Repeat the part in your mind and simultaneously become aware of that part of your body, mentally. Keep yourself alert, but do not concentrate too intensely.
I'm sorry, Lisa, my phone is ringing. Ignore it, okay?
Okay, we'll ignore it. Become aware of your right side of your body. Become aware of your right hand, your right hand thumb, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of your hand. Become aware of your palm, the back of the hand, the wrist, the lower arm, the elbow, the upper arm, the shoulder of the armpit, the right waist, the right hip, the right thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscles, the ankle, your heel, the sole of your foot, the top of your foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now become aware of your left side, the left side hand thumb, the second finger, third finger, fourth finger, fifth finger, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, lower arm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, the armpit, the left side waist, the left hip, the left thigh, the kneecap, the calf muscles, the ankle, the heel, the sole of the left foot, the top of the left foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. Now move to your back. Become aware of the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right buttock, the left buttock, the spine, the whole back together. Now go to the top of your head. The top of your head, the forehead, both sides of the head, the right eyebrow, the left eyebrow, the space between the eyebrows, the right eyelid, the left eyelid, the right eye, the left eye, the right ear, the left ear, right cheek, left cheek, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lower lip, the chin, the throat, the right chest, the left chest, the middle of the chest, the navel, the abdomen, the whole right leg, the whole left leg, both legs together, the whole right arm, the whole left arm, both arms together, the whole of the back, the buttocks, the spine, shoulder blades, the whole of the front, the abdomen, chest, the whole back and front together, the whole of the head, the whole of the body together, the whole of the body together, the whole of the body together. Now become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor. Feel the meeting points between the body and the floor. Sharp meeting points, body and floor. Feel the floor holding you like a baby in an arms. Now concentrate on your body as if seeing it from the outside, looking on your body as an object see your head, your clothes, your whole body from top to bottom, lying in dead man's pose on the floor of this room. See your body as an object, a reflection in an imaginary mirror. You are looking at your own reflection in the mirror, and you are seeing yourself lying on the floor, your feet, your legs, abdomen, chest, arms, hands, clothing, nose, closed eyes, forehead, hair, everything is reflected in the mirror. Awareness of your body as an object. Make sure you're not sleeping. Bring your attention to your natural breath. You are breathing quietly and slowly. Become conscious of your breathing, nothing else. Concentrate now on the flow of your breath between the navel and the throat. Feel the breath moving along this passage. As you inhale, the air rises from the navel to the throat. As you exhale, it falls from the throat to the nasal. Become aware of this. Now become aware of the breath through the nostrils, the natural breathing flowing through both nostrils and meeting at the top to form a triangle. Think of the breathing as starting separately from a distance, drawing near and uniting at the eyebrow center. Now concentrate on each breath and try to determine the temperature, moving back and forth, comparing temperatures. In yoga, we say the left nostril is Ida, or moon, and the right is Pingala, sun. Ida is the left breath and is cooler. Pingala is the right breath and is warmer. Continue your awareness of breathing, but imagine you are now breathing with alternate nostrils, in through one nostril, out through the other, up and down the sides of the triangle and back again. Maintain your awareness and start counting each breath with full attention. 54, inhale left. 54, exhale right. 53, inhale left. 53, exhale right. 52, inhale left. 52, exhale right. And so on, counting until you get to zero. With total awareness, counting and breathing. If you make a mistake, you can, or you reach zero, you can start again. Inhale, left, 54. Exhale, left, 54. Stop your counting and remain aware of your breath. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath, inhaling evenly through both nostrils, exhaling evenly through both nostrils. Total awareness and no sleeping. Bring your awareness to the feelings in your body. Awaken a feeling of heaviness. Become aware of the heaviness in every single part of your body. You are feeling so heavy that you are sinking into the floor. Awareness of heaviness. Awareness of heaviness. Now think of the feeling of lightness. Awaken the feeling of lightness, a sensation of lightness and weightlessness in all parts of your body. Your body feels so light that it seems to be floating away from the floor. Awareness of lightness. Now experience some pain. Concentrate and try to remember the experience of pain. Any pain you have experienced in your life, whether it's mental or physical, recall the feeling of pain. Now recollect a feeling of pleasure, any pleasure, mental or physical. Recollect this feeling and relive it, make it vivid. Awaken the feeling of pleasure. Check to make sure you are still awake, not drowsy or sleepy. Say to yourself, I am awake. Now think of an ocean. Think of a dark blue ocean and become aware of the waves. The ocean lies within the inner space, the Chittakosha, the cave, and the waves, rolling waves, represent sleep, the manifesting unconscious state of your mind. Become aware of this state and try to visualize the state of unconsciousness within you, like waves on an ocean. Above is the beautiful sky, and below is the vast ocean with infinite waves, the manifesting process of the unconscious. Now imagine a well. Imagine a well that you are looking into. The well is dark and deep, a cylindrical tunnel into the depths of the earth. There is a bucket on a chain, and you lower it into the well, and it moves into abysmal darkness. You can feel it on the chain and in the depths, but you cannot see it. Now pull the bucket up out of the darkness and into the light. Let's lower the bucket again, but this time, if you wish, you can climb into the bucket and I will lower you down and pull you up again perfectly safely. Now the bucket is winding down. You are descending slowly through the light and moving into the darkness, unknowing all-pervading darkness, complete darkness and emptiness all around, so dark you cannot even see yourself, but you can know and feel that you are. You descend a little further with complete awareness that you are. Now I am winding you up through the darkness, into the dim light, from the dim light into the daylight and out of the well. Ask yourself, what am I thinking? Do not think, but become aware of the spontaneous thought process. Become a witness. Do not suppress any thought. Witness your thought and ask again, what am I thinking? At the same time, maintain total awareness of any thought that is passing through the visual frame of your consciousness. Now you have to concentrate as if you were doing asana, the yoga poses that we did in Sun Salutation A. You can visualize yourself from the outside doing the poses with psychic awareness only. Do not move your body. Practice mentally Surya Namaskara, the salute to the sun. See yourself in each of the poses. Mountain pose, sweeping the arms out and up, forward fold, stepping back to plank, lowering, Chaturanga Dandasana, up dog, down dog, Adho Mukha Savasana. Holding for 5 breaths. And then stepping or hopping forward, half fold, exhaling into full fold, and then rising back up to mountain pose, arms overhead.
Oh, am I supposed to get up now?
No, this is all, you're visualizing this.
Oh, all of a sudden I thought I was on my head.
Now you are lying down. Visualize yourself in Shavasana, dead man's pose. From Shavasana, you should move to a shoulder stand, a plow, a fish, a forward fold, a cobra, turning over to maybe a lotus pose and a headstand. Check that you are not sleeping. Now you are going to travel into your past in the same way you have traveled from the past to the present. Retract the steps of your memory and consciousness backwards from this time. The past is part of time and time is part of your mind. Normally you walk forward in time. This time we're going to try to walk backwards. By remembering your past, you are going to go into the deeper recesses of your consciousness. Try to remember what happened from the present time to the time that you woke up this morning. You have to go back in time as if we were watching a film in reverse. Remember the time, back to the time before we started Yoga Nidra, and recall what you were doing about a half hour before Yoga Nidra. Remember the important objects and feelings in that time. And then proceed in a half-hour increments or one-hour stages to when you woke up. Stage by stage, with full awareness, visualizing and recalling what you were doing, what you were thinking, what you were feeling. When you finish, bring your mind back directly to the present. I will give you a moment to come back to waking up this morning. Now bring your awareness to the present and be sure you're not sleeping. I'm going to name a few objects and you're going to try to visualize them on the level of feeling, awareness, emotions, and imagination as best you can. As fast you should move, jumping from in your mind from image to image. Do not worry or concentrate on any one image, just keep moving. Flickering candle, weeping willow tree, tall palm tree, car moving on the road, colored clouds gathering, yellow clouds, blue clouds, starlight night, full moon, dog standing, cat reposing, elephant moving, horse racing, sun rising, sun setting, ocean with waves, a big pond with clear water, blue lotus, white lotus, pink lotus, golden spider web, sandy bank of a wide river, boat sailing on the water, see the ripples, yourself lying down without clothes, completely naked, golden cord expanding from your navel to the sky, cross over a church, within the church a priest praying, a worshiper kneeling, chimney smoke rising from an old house, a cold winter, a fire burning in the house, dawn of day, temple bell ringing, a monk with a shaven head, a yogi sitting in deep meditation. Intensify your awareness and your awareness to go on the infinite ocean, calm and quiet. Try to discover a sound there. There is a sound in infinite ocean, dark green jungles on the shores, snakes, lions, and goats living in friendliness. From the shore, there is a path that leads to a lovely cottage, lonely but lovely, in the jungle. A yogi is sitting outside in lotus position. There is a fire and smell of incense, fragrance of flowers, and an atmosphere of tranquility. All around can be heard the sound Om, the chanting of Om over the infinite ocean. Become aware of your awareness, not the body, not the senses, not the mind, but something different awareness. Become aware that you are observing yourself. Look within and try to be aware of the one who is looking, who is aware of what you have been doing so far. Go into the Chittakasha, or the cave of your mind. Within the cave, there is a flickering light. Find that light. Find that light and find the small golden egg in the center of the light. A small golden egg, very bright, with light all around. Now is the time to repeat your resolve, your intention. Repeat the very same one that you made at the beginning of practice. Do not change it. Repeat that resolve 3 times with full awareness and feeling. become aware of your breathing, aware of your natural breath, the natural rhythm of your inhale and exhale, awareness of breathing, awareness of relaxation. Develop the awareness of your physical existence. Become aware of your arms, your legs, your body lying stretched out on the floor. Become aware of the meeting points between your body and the floor. Develop an awareness of the room, the walls, the ceilings, the noises inside the room, and the noises outside the room. Take your mind out. Become completely external. Lie quietly for a few moments and keep your eyes closed. Start moving your body a little, stretching yourself. Please taking your time, moving in any way that would feel good to you. And when you are sure that you are wide awake, sit up very slowly and then open your eyes. I know, I thought that was really funny. It was sweet.
Oh, thank you so much. That was really good. I would love to do that again. I love that.
Oh, good, good.
That was beautiful.
Well, this is going to be a stressful time for you moving, so if I can help out, let me know.
Thanks. Well, we have to sell the house first, so we're just showing it, and then we'll be looking for another house. I'm going to be going to Connecticut on July 3rd for 2 weeks. My aunt has to have a heart valve replaced, or fixed, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also flying up for 3 nights, the day when she does the surgery. And then when we come back to Connecticut, we'll look around here for houses.
Good. So middle of July is when you'll probably be looking.
Yeah, it's been manageable so far.
That's great. That's great. It probably helped that you were willing to relocate for Andy's potential job at FSU.
What about that? What about it?
That probably helped you mentally and emotionally prepare to do this.
Yeah. The past 2 years, we've actually thought of relocating a couple times, so it has prepared us.
Yeah.
No, I've often thought if I needed to talk to anybody about moving, I would talk to you or you and Christopher, because I know you guys have been through it.
Yes. Well, what I would say is buy some of those moving boxes. There and start putting things that you aren't going to use at all, and label them well.
Okay.
As to what's in it. And I did it on top, and then they have things like at Home Depot, if you get the boxes, they have a check for the kitchen, which room. And so that helps everybody with the moving, because when the movers came here, they just got it out of the truck and into our garage so fast, I couldn't even get them to organize that way.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you for that tip.
Yes, and then the other thing is for your books, Suzanne, don't use those boxes. They're too heavy.
Right.
You have to get smaller boxes for the books.
Where did you buy smaller boxes?
We didn't buy. We went to the Total Wines.
Home Depot.
Okay.
Home Depot has some, Christopher?
Yeah.
Oh, Christopher says there are some at Home Depot, too. So it's just that they get too heavy for you to manage them.
Yeah.
And then what I found was, like the first thing, well, you can't do any of this till you're... Well, you can do some non-important things like your certain things, but I try to keep boxes open because then I find some little knick-knack and I tuck it in. And so I found that was helpful. A friend of mine helped me make a box for all my knick-knacks, which I don't have that many, but I had enough. And we just took like the tops of cardboard boxes and put them down and made slits in them and made them go both ways.
Yeah.
So you could make them the size of the different things you wanted to put in there that were important to protect.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. And then I think we bought big rolls of the poppet paper. What do you call that?
The popcorn paper. I know what you mean.
Yeah, the plastic stuff that the kids like to pop.
Yes.
And the little stuff, the little ones are better for the smaller things, but there are sometimes, like your big picture frames and things that you put together, you might want cardboard between those. You might want to wrap some of them because, you know, like a mirror or something, you might want to put some of that on there. So I found having different sizes of that, and I made a little basket. I had like a basket I had actually made myself, and I made that the basket that went where you were packing. And it had two of those tape dispenser things filled. Had scissors, a box cutter, permanent marker pens.
Yeah.
And that was indispensable.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. All of it.
Yeah. And I know the realtor told you to downsize, you know, take some of the clutter away.
Yeah.
So that stuff you can pack up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It's going to take a while. Anyway, I better get ready to go because we actually found out we have somebody coming tomorrow right after work, so we have to, like, clean up tonight. But thank you so much.
It was my pleasure, Suzanne. Yeah, we both love you.
Oh, I love you guys, too. It's been a godsend being able to do yoga with you. I sent you a check. I don't know if
not yet, but it'll come.
Okay.